The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today. I'm Gil Gross, and our good friend Pamela Gertz-Cabotti from HouseLogic.com joins us again this week. HouseLogic.com, brought to you by the NAR, features everything you need to increase, protect, and maintain the value of your home. Welcome back, Pamela. How you doing?
I'm good today, Gil. How about you?
I'm doing fine, but we're talking about something, of course, that involves people who are not doing that well, and that's foreclosure. And we do want to assure people it is possible to own a home again after foreclosure. Can you help our listeners understand what you need to do to work toward that goal?
Absolutely. Of course we can. You know, and I wouldn't be surprised if someone who's been through foreclosure wanted to be a homeowner again. There are just so many benefits to it. I mean, you're a homeowner. I'm a longtime homeowner. Research shows over and over again that homeowners are literally healthier, wealthier, and more engaged in their communities than people who don't own their homes. And in fact, another interesting data point, according to a recent NAR survey, nearly 8 out of 10 people who responded to the survey believe buying a home is a good financial decision. And that's a recent survey. So there's still a lot of people who really want to be homeowners, and that's a good thing. So back to your original question, if you've been through a foreclosure, how do you get back to being a homeowner again? Now, for sure, it takes diligence and patience, but it's definitely achievable. If you've experienced foreclosure, there are really 5 things you want to try to do. And some, you know, to get yourself back to homeownership, there are really 5 things you want to try to do, and some may be easier to accomplish than others.
Okay, I'll bet one of those, of course, is working the amount of money that you have liquid.
Yes, in fact, that's number one. You want to work to rebuild your nest egg. Since you're coming out of a foreclosure, you need to have a minimum of 6 months' worth of living expenses in the bank. You have to show that you're financially stable and that you're able to pay your bills, especially your mortgage, for an extended period of time if you lose your job. Number two, you want to raise your credit score after foreclosure. And this is, frankly, the hardest and most time-consuming part. After a foreclosure, your credit score probably drops by about 150 points, maybe more. That's according to my FICO. So what do you do to fix that? Well, you want to pay your bills on time and keep your credit card balances well below the maximum levels. And by the way, there's help out there if you need it to get your finances off to a good fresh start. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development offers free counseling for distressed homeowners with a foreclosure in their past. So a counselor is someone who can really help you with your money management and your budgeting issues. And counseling really works. There have been a number of studies that show that people who go through credit counseling come out the other end with significantly increased borrowing power.
All right. So how long does a foreclosure stay on that credit report?
You know, the bottom line is 5 to 7 years, depending on whether you're applying Fannie Mae's guidelines, which say 7 years. That's the longest wait, or guidelines from FHA or Freddie Mac, which is 5 years. But, you know, if you prove your money management skills have matured, it will become less of a red mark as the years go by, and hopefully your credit score starts to tick up.
Okay, so we've got a couple down here. What else?
So number three, as I mentioned, normally you have to wait 7 years after foreclosure before you can apply for a new mortgage under Fannie Mae rules. But you might wait only 3 years if you can show extenuating circumstances for your foreclosure. And these include things like losing a job, getting divorced, having, you know, unexpected catastrophic major medical expenses. Fannie Mae actually defines this as events that are beyond the borrower's control that result in a sudden, significant, and prolonged reduction in income or a catastrophic increase in financial obligations. That's how they define extenuating circumstances. So,
okay.
And at HouseLogic, you can find a guideline, specific guidelines for FHA, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, on how long you need to wait after a credit-scorching event, like a foreclosure, to own a home again. There's also info on HouseLogic about how foreclosures affect your credit scores. And really, for a lot of people who are facing foreclosures today, it's the result of something like this. It's the result of a lost job. Many people have lost their jobs or a divorce or something unexpected.
Now, even if a bank might say no to you, I guess you could also use seller financing to potentially buy a home.
Yes, and that's a great point. If you're ready and able to own again, you can try to obtain seller financing. Essentially, that lets you bypass the whole traditional mortgage process and all these standards that people have. So if you, the buyer, and the seller are amenable, a couple ways you can do it. You can enter into a lease with an option to buy, or you can take a mortgage directly from the seller. They'll give you the money directly. Mm-hmm. Now, you'll most likely have to show some really hefty reserve funds as the buyer, but if you've turned around your financial situation quickly after your foreclosure, it's certainly worth a shot to try to deal directly with the seller. And, you know, sellers may be motivated to agree to seller financing if they need to sell, and the other potential buyers they're seeing have some of the same trouble you're seeing. They can't obtain a conventional mortgage, perhaps because they have a foreclosure in their background as well.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? There's some people having a hard time getting rid of their properties. And when the savings rate are, you know, maybe a quarter of 1%, giving somebody a mortgage for 5, 6, 7%, something like that, as a seller may actually be a great deal and the best way that they can actually make something on their money. So for the seller, it can actually be a really good deal under the right circumstances.
Yes, it can look pretty good.
Okay, so that's 1, 2, 3, number four?
Number four. Now, this is outside your control completely, but you want to try to maintain steady employment. Now, I realize in today's economy, easier said than done, you know, the loss of income is a huge contributor to the foreclosure crisis. So, as I said before, it's very likely that if you're in foreclosure, you may have had a job loss, as so many Americans have. You know, but the reality is that lenders are going to require stable employment before they'll give you a new mortgage loan after a foreclosure. So, if you're looking for work, keep looking. And even if it means taking a lower paying job, you want to consider doing that so you can get back in a job and start building, you know, your record of steady employment. If you already have a job, you want to stick with it unless you're sure you can move to a better one.
Okay, we got time for that one last point here.
Okay, number five, when you apply for a mortgage again, be forthcoming about the steps you've taken to remedy any financial issues that led you to the foreclosure, and consider working with a mortgage broker. It's a little bit different than a mortgage banker. When you work directly with a bank or other retail lender, they have a limited pool of loans to offer you, just what they have available. But a good mortgage broker has a vast network of lenders and is going to have many options for you, and they may be able to find a mortgage solution that's a better fit for you with your past foreclosure. So the bottom line really is that you have to stay disciplined and positive. You know, the American dream of owning a home of your own, it can be yours again, even after foreclosure, but you have to focus on these five things.
Okay. And again, if you didn't get a chance to write all this down, remember you can go to houselogic.com, find all of this information in much greater detail about surviving foreclosure and getting back on your feet and someday owning that house again. Pamela, thanks. Always great talking to you.
Thank you, Gail.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.